friend. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Which you called the Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
Welcome back to CITR. Thanks to Peter. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, for another week. And the blowout from the Olympics is all over. I hope everyone's safe and sound after all of that. I'm not sure how Australia ended up in the tallies there, but the winter sports, really aren't our thing. But, it was interesting to live through that experience. Today is a really special show because I have a live guest in the studio. This is the Australian-Canadian show, so I do have a Canadian artist, Dusty from Kill Matilda.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Am I close enough to this microphone?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Olympic winter sports, not so good for the Australians. But there was that movie Cool Runnings where the Jamaican team went in with the bobsledding.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe, you guys could put together a movie like that.
Anything's possible.
Change your luck.
I saw curling for the first time, really, and I thought, I could do that. I mean, you have to be a really big, fit guy. I mean,
you could, but why would you?
Oh, that's true. Damn, my 10-year plan, it's all over. Well, we're going to be talking to Dusty very shortly about her music and playing some songs from Kill Matilda. And I just wanted to start the show, actually, with the band played Waltzing Matilda. Do you know that song, Dusty? Yeah.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to ask whether that inspired the name of the band. It doesn't matter or not, but I'm going to play the song anyway. So this is a classic folk song from Australia by Eric Bogle. A very, very moving song called The Band Played Waltzing Matilda. And it's about war. It's about the sorrow of war. And it's nice to ease into this. I usually play some garage rock to start the show, but we'll start in a solemn mood today. And we've got plenty of rocking music ahead. So this is The Band Played Waltzing Matilda. Not having much luck there. Oh, here we go.
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life of the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, well, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time you stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun. And they marched me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off for Gallipoli. And how well I remember that terrible day, how our blood stained the sand and the water, and of how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, We were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was white and he'd primed himself well. He showered us with bullets and he rained us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, he'd blown us all to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda. When we stopped to bury our slain, we buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. And those that were left, well, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead. And when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, well, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying. For I'll go no more waltzing Matilda. All around the green bush far and free, to hum tents and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be. And thank Christ, there was nobody waiting for me. To grieve, to mourn, and to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda. As they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered. They just stood and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. And so now, every April, I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams of past glories. And the old men march slowly, all bones stiff and sore. They're tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who come a waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that boulevard. Oh, come the waltzing Matilda with me.
You better watch what you do. When the bits to the bone, when my dick hit the needle, when my bits to the bone, when my toes hit the needle, when my bits to the bone, when my toes hit the needle, when my bits to the bone.
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Yes, we are at CITR in Vancouver, and this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And I have a special guest here on the show. This is Dusty from Kill Matilda.
Hey.
Hello, Dusty. 80s-rific, you said when you heard the Divinyls then. 80s-rific.
Yeah, it was pretty special. It was 80s-tacular, I think, was the one I used.
Oh, 80s-tacular. Okay. We have two new words in the vernacular, 80s-rific and 80s-tacular?
Yeah.
80s-tacular, okay.
That movie was like straight out of Short Circuit.
Oh, man.
It should have been in there.
That was the Divinyls. So that was, people might recall Chrissy Amphlett from the Divinyls with that song, I Touch Myself, which was a huge worldwide hit. But they were actually, you know, they kicked around. They were like a regular band that started in the pubs in Australia. And that song, Back to the Wall, was a song from theirs from the 80s. Actually, the second song was from the 80s, The Church, there with Hotel Womb. And at the top, Eric Bogle with that classic. The band played Waltzing Matilda. So we started on a very mellow note today. But we're going to start to rock pretty hard because Dusty is here. Dusty, do you want to tell us a little bit about Kill Matilda? How long have you guys been around for?
That's a fantastic question. Thanks for asking, Matthew. I guess we've been sort of a fully functioning band since about 2007. We had a lot of starts and stops at the beginning because we were originally an all-girl band, but that kind of fell apart and we sort of had to reform. So we went through a period where we had just like guest bassists and drummers, and it was just myself and the guitarist Marlene. But we finally managed to sort of find some awesome, committed, kick-ass musicians back in the summer of, I guess over the winter of 2007, we started playing pretty heavily starting in the summer of 2008, and then we've just sort of kept going from there. And that's, we recorded our album in 2009, our EP.
Yeah, a brand new EP, which we've been playing a few songs off over the last few years, last few weeks, to whet your appetite. And She's a Killer was just made into a great film clip.
Yeah, we did a music video for that one, and it was really good. I'm just trying to get it. We're going to be sending it into Much Music pretty quick here, actually, but you have to have it, like, closed circuit and all this other stuff that I don't know how to do. So I'm sort of relying on other people to help me get it in the right format before we can send it in.
Oh, it's just incredible. Like, the outdoors footage is brilliant.
Yeah, we were in Chilliwack for that. And it was November the 1st. Actually, it looks really sunny and, like, kind of nice and summery, but it was freezing.
Oh,
it was really cold.
Oh, it was all worth it because that's cool. That's rock in British Columbia. That's exactly where I want to see it, in the wilderness.
Yeah, if you want to see it, you can look it up on YouTube.
That's
you
right.
Just look up She's a Killer and it'll be there for you to watch for your viewing pleasure.
She's a Killer by Kill Matilda. And that's why the band played What's a Matilda at the start. And we're going to be playing Kill Matilda shortly. But first of all, I wanted to play three great Australian female rock bands that I've picked out, three of my favourites, and I want to see what Dusty thinks of them. And we'll get into playing some more tracks from Dusty's EP as well.
I'm going to think up lots of good words to describe them that are all originals.
They're going to...
Yeah.
I don't think any of these are 80s, so they're going to have to be 90s-rific, something like that.
I'll pick a different one for each track.
Ah, okay. All right, well, this is Nitocris. Great. This is probably, one of the best all-girl bands from Sydney, now defunct, but they had a good, I guess, about 10 years. I think they were around for exactly 10 years. This is a really rocking track called 10 Stories Down. So this is Nitocris from Sydney, Australia.
Ha! spaceship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
You are on CITR this afternoon and, oh, this morning, is yeah, almost this afternoon. My name is Matthew and we're being joined by Dusty today. Dusty from the band Kill Matilda on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. We had some Australian artists play here in the studio a couple of weeks ago and now we have a great Canadian musician. Hello, Dusty, again.
Hi. This is kind of funny because we're making eye contact with each other, but we're not. We're talking to a different person.
Yeah.
It's kind of weirding me out a little.
Me too.
Let's look away from each other.
Okay.
Let's look at the wall.
Well, let's talk about the homework you had there, because the last three songs were three Australian great female-fronted rock bands, and Dusty was going to create three words to describe them.
Yeah, this is part of my audition for being hired by Webster's Dictionary to just write new words. So for the first band, what were they?
Nitocris.
Nitocris. Yep. They are grungy-licious.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, and the next one?
That band was called Magic Dirt from Geelong.
Magic Dirt. I found Magic Dirt to be sexually lubricantigorious.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's wow. How it made me feel. Maybe a little too intimate for Monday at 11:30.
There's a little bit of fog steaming up on the windows here.
I don't care. I'll be inappropriate any time of day.
That's rock and roll.
I just don't care. All right. What was the last band?
The last band was called The Spazzies.
The Spazzies. I found that the Spazzies were extremely dislicentious. Although I should note that I didn't make that word up myself. I borrowed it from a fellow in Prince George who used to be in a Misfits cover band called the Brain Eaters.
Ah, great.
I heard it once and I never forgot it. I thought it was such a good... What is it? It's a... Not an adverb. What's the word I'm looking
Maybe
for?
Maybe we should ask our PhD
adjective.
Poet acquaintance.
Yeah. We'll it's an adjective.
An adjective. Yep. Okay. Yeah, well, that was great. You've succeeded in your homework there, and you had
you.
A very limited time, and yeah, that was great.
I think on my feet.
Yep. this is Dusty from Kill Matilda, vocalist from the band, and we're just about to play She's a Killer. And we mentioned before that you can find that on a YouTube video, beautiful clip that the band has made.
It's a music video.
Music video.
Mm-hmm.
What did I say?
Well, you just said that it's a video, so it could be like a live video.
Okay, yeah. Like a real, yeah, this is a real, yeah.
The real deal.
The real deal. So what would you like to tell us about the song or the EP?
This song is good. It started out as a song about Kelly Ellard. I don't know if you know who that is. Okay, most of the people who are hearing this probably know, but you don't know because you're from Australia. So I'll fill you in. So
there was
this like teenage mob of yokels who like murdered another girl in Victoria. They like held her face down in the water, like really shallow water, and like drowned her. And like Kelly Ellard was kind of their ringleader, and she's like sort of in and out of court about whether or not, like, I think it's still going on whether or not she's going to get acquitted, or I'm not exactly sure what the situation is. But basically, she's a ruthless killer. And my boyfriend said to me at the time, "Hey, you know who's actually pretty hot? Kelly Ellard. She's evil, but she's kind of sexy. You should write a song about her." So that's the song that we wrote. But it's half about Rena Virk and half about Kelly Ellard. So
who was half about what, who?
Rena Virk was the victim.
Kelly Ellard
was the murderess.
Okay. Right.
So it's about murder.
Okay.
And shameless revenge.
And sort of, I guess, folklore of this part of the world. How long ago was this? Like?
A couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty recent in BC's history, I guess.
Okay. All right. Well, this is She's a Killer by Kill Matilda. We're very fortunate to have Dusty here in the studio, and we're going to play some more songs from the EP after this.
Color of blood, open mouth, bleeding heart.
We're back on CITR with Dusty from Kill Matilda joining me live in the studio. We just heard two songs off the brand new EP.
It's not new, it's the old one now.
Well, I guess relatively new, but yeah.
It's new to you.
It's new. Yeah, it is new to me. We've been playing it over the last couple of weeks here and featuring some more songs today because Dusty is in the studio. Mm-hmm. So what was that song we just played?
That song is called Sugar and Spice. Actually, I hope that I really want to make it the next music video because I recently saw Metropolis by, what is it? I think the guy's name was Fritz Langford.
Oh, okay.
That super, super old movie. It's so old that, like, people talk and you don't hear anything and then, like, a little thing comes up on the screen telling you what they say. Mm. And it's, like, about this city of machines and all the workers sort of, like, go down. So it's really, like, classist, right? Like, it's the rich bourgeois people get to play in this, like, fantasy playground on the surface where the, like, working class are, like, sweating and toiling in this, like, furnace of machines. Like, I really want to, but I think that movie's so old that, like, we can just use it for a music video now. Mm. I really want to like take images from it and work them in because it's awesome. Mm. But that song is more about, it's actually sort of my, I guess, my feminist anthem. I'm a big fan of taking like sort of visual metaphors. I don't like to just sort of say the most obvious thing like, girl power, like let's rise up, let's not be oppressed by men. Mm. So I wanted to sort of embed it in like a different sort of visual metaphor. So I chose like the image of like a factory like putting together sort of dolls and pieces and parts. Mm-hmm. And that song's always the best one live though.
Yeah.
So I thought like some sort of mechanical imagery would be really awesome to have for a video. And then I saw that movie and I was like, oh, I want to use this.
Yeah.
So keep your eye out for that one.
Sweet. Wow. Then possibly the next music video for Kill Matilda there.
I hope so.
The song was Sugar and Spice. Sugar and Spice.
And everything nice.
We are playing songs off the debut EP from Kill Matilda, but there is some recording in the works, right?
Yeah, we've already started recording. And we're hoping to have the CD out. It's probably going to be a while, though, because we're in sort of a funny situation as our guitarist is currently in Montreal, Marlene. She's away. So that sort of puts the kibosh on getting the recording done quickly. So we're going to sort of look around for the best studio and find someone that we're really happy to engineer the album with. And then when she comes back, we're going to get all her tracks done. And hopefully we'll have it out in the summer, not too late. Although the summer is kind of not the best time to release a CD because there's so much other stuff going on. There's festivals and people are out of town and really big name acts are coming through town. So we might delay the proper release to coincide with our tour kickoff, which is going to be at the end of August. We'll probably have the CD out, but we might not give it a proper release until we go on tour.
Okay. Well, and we'll also let listeners know towards the end of the show about upcoming gigs too for Kill Matilda. We're going to play one more song off the EP after this.
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's Matt? Okay, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. My name is Matthew, and we've been talking to Dusty all day. This has been brilliant. Dusty from Kill Matilda has come in, and we've been playing tracks from debut EP.
Don't you have a really good story about that time that you came to our show with the room? Tell everyone who's listening that story.
Okay, so this was back in the heat wave of last summer. You might recall there were a few days there last summer that were very, very hot here in Vancouver. I just got back from working the Calgary Stampede, and I'd worked way too hard and eaten not very good food, and I was sick. I rarely get sick, but I wasn't terribly well recovered, and that heat wave whacked me, and I was walking down the street, and I just started to collapse, basically. Ended up stumbling into an ambulance, went to hospital, hooked up to a drip. 5 hours later, I was fine, a bit of heat stroke. But I recalled that Dusty was playing somewhere in the city. And sure enough, it was within walking distance of the hospital. So I literally leave the hospital, go straight to the gig, panting, huffing and panting, get into the gig, and I see the last 30 seconds of the last song. And that was my introduction to Kill Matilda.
Yeah, that's not unusual, actually. We often have fans coming straight out of jail, court, the hospital, the morgue sometimes. Sometimes people give birth and then they immediately come with their newborn infants to the show. Our fans are really committed. And thank you for coming straight from the hospital to hear us.
Well, I think the only better look I could have had was if I dragged the drip with me.
I sort of wish you had, man.
Yeah, that would have
been good press.
It really would. We are here talking to Dusty from Kill Matilda. Kill Matilda is a Vancouver band, of course. And we're just, what song would you like us to play next?
Let's play 24 Years of Darkness.
Okay. That's a strong title for a song. What would you like to say?
Well, this album, it's really interesting because I guess just what happened naturally between Marlene and myself is we're interested in sort of the same socio-political topics, I guess you could say. We're definitely really interested in issues of gender and feminism. Mm. We're really interested in sort of crazy stories about madness and violence and death and murder and, you know, the macabre. So we naturally gravitate towards, I guess, like song topics that sort of meld the two. So we, like, for example, I was talking earlier about that song which kind of was about the whole Kelly Ellard Rena Virk thing, and I should add that, you know, in a showdown between those two ladies, a theoretical showdown, I'm on Rena Virk's side. I'm not saying that, like, I approve of, like, Kelly Ellard or anything. Just the basis of the song. We've also written songs about, like, Bountiful BC. Are you familiar with
Polygamous cult?
Community. Yeah. Polygamous cult. Good. That's a good word for it. So this song is about the now infamous case of Elizabeth Wurtzel, the woman who was locked in the basement of her father's home and repeatedly raped by him and fathered several children by him and raised her children, like, in this dark basement. They never saw the light. They were, like, 18 years old, some of them. And she escaped. And, you know, I don't know if it's really a happy ending because, you know, I'm sure that they're all pretty traumatized now. But that's what this song is about. So it combines a little bit of the whole theme of madness and, you know, issues of gender and feminism and, I guess, patriarchy in its most brutal form.
Wow. Okay, well, this is a very hard-hitting song we're just about to hear from Kill Matilda, Vancouver band.
It's called 24 Years of Darkness. Welcome to Monday morning at noon.
Post-Olympics.
Yeah. He made us forget her.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. We've had a fantastic show here, a post-Olympics rock out with Dusty from Kill Matilda, and we've featured a lot of tracks from the debut EP.
Woo! Canada!
Oh,
Canada!
Oh, please.
Man, oh. I know. I'm high-fived out. I was being a bit of a jerk, actually. I got pretty drunk the other night, and I ran around downtown, and people were high-fiving each other, and I was like, woo, capitalism, all right, toothpaste, whatever, like just seeing if people would high-five back, and they all did.
Well, I was really frightened in the SkyTrain yesterday when, like, the actual attendance there over the... They broadcast it. Everyone, let's cheer for Canada, and it was just too much. It was like... Oh, anyway. So that was the last track we played there from the Kill Matilda EP was Fault Lines.
Yep, Fault Lines.
A straight ahead rocker. Yeah, that was fantastic. Dusty, it's been amazing having you on.
And if any listeners out there are wondering who's the man behind the voice that you hear every Monday at 11, I can tell you he's a good looking guy, ladies. Are you single, Matthew?
Yeah, I am.
He's single. Call the station and ask him on a date.
Yeah. Oh, please. Anytime. Well, actually, that reminds me.
But not if you're a butterface. Good-looking ladies only.
Thank you, Dusty.
After going on about my feminist positioning, I'm kind of a jerk. I'm sorry. You know what it means when you say butterface? She's good-looking, butterface.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was okay. Okay,
how come I'm the only one who knows that?
No, it just registered now. Okay, I get it.
All right, I'm still a feminist, though.
Yeah.
I don't think you should judge women on their looks. I think you should judge everyone on their looks. No, don't judge anyone.
And by the music they play. Well, and just before we go, then, Dusty, your upcoming gigs...
We have lots of upcoming gigs. It's going to be a good time. You guys should come out. We're playing March the 26th at the Bourbon, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the Bourbon. Mm. Who else is going to be there? We played with this band last night that was really awesome. Oh, Brompton Distress Call is going to be there.
Yeah.
They're a good time. And then we are going to be playing... we might be playing April 22nd at Venue with Black Betty and Ready, Set, Die. There's some sort of... awesome event going on there. I think it's for Battered Women's Shelter, but the details aren't 100% firm yet. And then, very exciting, we're going to be playing June the 6th, opening up for Power Man 5000. Black Betty is going to be there. Ninja Spy is going to be there. We're going to be there. And if you're not there, you suck.
Even if you're in hospital?
Even if you just had a baby and got run over by a car and was just in jail and you're being booked, I want you there. You better be there. There's no excuse not to be there for Ninja Spy, Black Betty, Kill Matilda, Power Man 5000. That's like an all-star lineup.
You heard it direct there from Dusty, vocalist from Kill Matilda, Vancouver band. Thank you, Dusty.
Thank you, Matthew.
And speaking of calls, ideally, well, it'd be great if lots of amazing girls phoned in and said hello to me. But
send naked pictures, topless photos.
We did get a call today from a listener who rightly said to me that the Pogues do an excellent version of the band played Waltzing Matilda. Anyone who was listening closer to 11 would have heard us play the original.
Someone's calling now. Maybe it's for you.
Well, we're gonna play the Pogues version of the band played Waltzing Matilda. The phone has stopped ringing. Okay.
It's okay, ladies. Don't be shy. He won't bite.
Yeah.
Unless you like it.
Anyway, the band played Waltzing Matilda. We heard the original Eric Bogle version at the start, which is a very solemn song. It's about war. Australians fought in Gallipoli, the campaign on the Turkish Peninsula in World War I, and that was where we formed our national identity, fighting alongside the Kiwis there. And that song, the band played Waltzing Matilda, is what we typically play every Anzac Day on the 25th of April. But this is Shane McGowan and the Pogues with a more, I guess, energetic version.
Shane McGowan is awesome.
He is.
Although he didn't take good care of his dental hygiene.
No.
Or his bodily health.
Alternative Radio coming up next. This is the band played Waltzing Matilda. Thank you, Dusty.
Thank you, Matthew.
When I was a young man, I carried my pack and I lived the free life of a rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, 'cause there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we sailed away from the quay. And amidst all the tears and the shouts and the cheers, we sailed off for Gallipoli. Oh, well, I remember that terrible day when the blood stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell that they call Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was ready, he primed himself well, he showered us with bullets and he rained us with shells, and in 5 minutes flat he'd blown us all to hell, nearly blew us right back to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury our slain, and we buried ours and the Turks buried theirs, and it started all over again. Now those who were living did their best to survive in that mad world of death, blood and fire. And for 7 long weeks I kept myself alive, all the corpses around me piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse over tit, and when I awoke in my hospital bed and saw what it had done, Christ, I wished I was dead. Never knew there were worse things than dying. And no more I'll go waltzing Matilda to the green bushes so far and near, for to hang tens and pegs a man needs two legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they collected the cripples, the wounded and maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind and insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And And as our ship pulled in a circular quay, I looked at the place.
And if we think that there are good wars, and that therefore, well, maybe this is a good war, I wanted to examine the so-called good wars, the holy wars, and, and take a good look at them, and think again about the phenomenon of war, and come to the conclusion, yes, war cannot be tolerated.
That's Howard Zinn, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Howard Zinn on three holy wars. The conventional view of U.S. wars follows a formulaic line. We are innocent victims of unprovoked attacks. The sleeping giant wakes and reluctantly goes to fight. All military action is imbued with benevolent intentions, human rights, democracy, and liberty. There are parades and flag waving. Solemn ceremonies and gun salutes at funerals honor the fallen. But who asks for what and for whom were they killed? Who benefits? Weapons manufacturers and mercenary contractors make out like bandits.